West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The 26-year-old Villarica man charged with murder following the shooting death of 34-year-old Gregory Martez Patton early morning Monday has a bond hearing scheduled with Superior Court Judge John Simpson November the 6th. Quantravian Deshaun Caldwell is accused of shooting Patton with a pistol a single time in the torso, causing his death. The incident is alleged to have occurred on 6th Street in Carrollton. Carroll County court documents show that Caldwell was previously charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon in June of 2022 when he was accused of being in possession of a silver and black Smith & Wesson 40 caliber pistol that was found by police during a probable cause search, according to the warrant. However, that case was dismissed in August of this year, the court determining there to be insufficient evidence to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Court documents also show Caldwell was placed on 12 months probation in November of 2022 after he was formally adjudicated for the offense of simple battery after pushing his girlfriend outside of a hair salon in Villarica. Online documents also show Caldwell arrested previously in Douglas and Floyd counties over the last decade. The Carroll County Ag Center hosting the 3rd annual Beef Festival on Saturday, promoting the beef cattle industry in Carroll County and the greater West Georgia area. Features a beef chili cook-off, live cattle display and working demonstration, farm-related vendors, kids' activities, hay rides, and face painting. The festival offers different options for lunch, and donations will be collected for Hurricane Helene relief efforts during the event. The 3rd annual Beef Festival, Saturday, 10 a.m. till 2 at the Carroll County Ag Center, located at 900 Noonan Road in Carrollton. A former Harrelson County school superintendent will be laid to rest following a service on Saturday in Tallapoosa. After graduating Tallapoosa High School in 1954, Robert Downey served in the U.S. Army in Germany during the Korean conflict. Downey had the unique experience of working as a bus driver, educator, and football coach with the Harrelson County Schools District before serving as the district superintendent. Downey was 88 years old. More than 35 employers with a combined total of more than 500 part-time and full-time jobs available will be on hand for a hiring event next Thursday in Villarica. That event at the Villarica V-Plex Civic Center is from 4 o'clock until 6:30. And Friday Night Football coming up here. These games on these Grady Communications radio stations. Bremen and Heard County airing on B92 Country. On Great Classics 98.9 Central hosts Harris County. That game also streaming live on the Gradic Sports Facebook page. Carrollton travels to East Coweta, KISS 102.7. And on WKNG King Country, FM 93.7, Harrelson County hosts Pepperell. Pregame coverage begins at 5 o'clock on each station. I'm Colin Worthington.